Hier ist Ramona Pauli. Neben mir ist Daniel Fearer, HIV-Experte von Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York in den USA. Unser Thema ist akute Hepatitis C bei HIV-Infizierten. Das Interview wird in Englisch sein, es wird aber auch eine deutsche Übersetzung geben. Dr. Fearer, you investigated an epidemic of sexually transmitted acute hepatitis C in HIV-infected MSM men having sex with men in New York City. How frequent is this problem nowadays?
In New York City, we have only recently uncovered this problem, but we have reason to believe that it is a relatively recent problem, I think, in New York and worldwide. I'd call it a 21st century phenomenon, and we think that even though we have increase in recognition, that does not explain that we have an increasing number of cases that we're seeing in the last few years.
How were the cases detected?
Most of the cases were detected were from new elevation in liver enzymes. Most of the men were in regular HIV care and had liver enzymes monitored every approximately 3 months. So it was a good opportunity to find these cases with a relatively narrow window overall of when the hepatitis onset.
So as I understand, most cases were asymptomatic, so they didn't have any symptoms. What do you think about HIV-negative MSM who don't have regular liver enzyme tests?
Well, this certainly brings up the possibility that we could be missing these cases. I think that it is relatively unlikely, in my experience and the experience of other investigators in Europe. One of the main reasons is an indirect argument, and that is that this is a sexually transmitted phenomenon, and that presumably the infected people who are transmitting hepatitis C are also HIV infected. With that assumption, HIV is much more readily sexually transmitted than hepatitis C. So in almost all cases, people would become HIV infected before they would become hepatitis C infected. It's similar to the, in a way, the converse situation, injection drug users, because hepatitis C is so much more infectious in blood, become hepatitis C infected long before they become hepatitis HIV infected, and in some cases they never become HIV infected. I think this is reflecting the relative transmissibility of these two viruses by these different routes.
What about risk factors for transmission? European data, mainly from London and Amsterdam, linked fisting and fisting networks as a main risk factor for transmission. Was that in your study also the case?
I think that people's eyes immediately go to these other non-clearly sexual routes for transmission because we're uncomfortable with the idea that hepatitis C might be sexually transmitted. Hepatitis C has been known, and I put that in quotes, for a long time not to be sexually transmitted. And so it's an uncomfortable notion that it could be sexually transmitted now. And so we look for these other explanations like, oh, there must be blood generated with fisting. So I would just point out that the European studies where they showed that fisting was a significant risk showed many, many significant risk factors in their outbreak investigation, including unprotected sex. So we approached our study a little differently. We did a very similar study design with the very similar questionnaires, very detailed. But we did a careful age matching with controls, HIV-infected MSM, who did not have hepatitis C. We did age matching as our first match because drug use behavior and other sexual behaviors are known to be pretty tightly correlated with age group. When we did this age matching, we found that the two groups were very closely matched in other demographic characteristics that we'd be concerned about, including ethnicity and duration of HIV infection, CD4 count, viral load, pretty much anything that you could imagine were not statistically significant difference between the groups. When we looked at it that way, there were then very few significant risk factors, and they were actually receptive sex, unprotected receptive sex, using a condom, either having receptive anal intercourse or oral sex with was not associated with getting hepatitis C, nor was being the insertive partner, whether or not a condom was used. So this looks to be a very old-fashioned message, what it is, unprotected receptive sex.
So far as we know, is HIV not present in semen? So what do you think, what is the way of transmission?
So there actually are a number of studies that looked at hepatitis C levels in semen, and that actually shows that hepatitis C is present in semen at a low amount. These studies were done mostly in heterosexuals. It wasn't always specified, but it was found it would be low levels of virus shed intermittently. They're somewhat older studies. So we do think that there is hepatitis C in semen, and I believe ultimately that is how it is being transmitted. Whether the receptive partner then has a more damaged mucosa, either from HIV infection or from some flavor of traumatic sex, is certainly a possibility. But ultimately, this is not blood-to-blood contact. This is, if it's unprotected receptive sex, it's receiving semen.
Regarding this data, what are your messages for prevention?
Well, I think one would imagine that flows quite nicely from the data that condom use was associated with not getting hepatitis C, and therefore this is a very old message, and I'll repeat it here, to prevent hepatitis C, it appears that condom use works.
Thanks a lot.